This week's Parsha is Parsha's Bahar. And then right after Shabbos on Sunday, we have the great day of Lag BaOmer, the day that the disciples of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying in a terrible plague. And the day of the Yahrzeit, the day of the passing of the great sage of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's also the author of the Zohar, the foundational book of Kabbalah, of Jewish mysticism. And it's a day that's celebrated by Jews in the entire world, as Rabbi Shimon himself asked before he passed away that the day of his passing be celebrated, as it's the day that he comes closest to Hashem. So let's look at the Parsha and see a teaching of Rabbi Shimon and try to understand it, perhaps on a deeper level. So one of the ideas, one of the mitzvahs of the Parsha deals with a person who is a servant, an eved. This person either sold themselves into servitude because of lack of funds, they had no money, and that's the only way that they can make a living, or a person who was actually sold into servitude because they were accused or convicted of theft, and they didn't have any money to pay back for it, and therefore they were sold into servitude. Be that as it may, the Torah tells us that after 7 years, or the seventh year, this person must go free. If the person likes the setup, the arrangement, and wants to stay with his master, so then he can stay there until the Yovel, until the Jubilee year, and then the person goes free. And the other pasuk says that at that point, the Yatsa Me'imach, that this person goes out from his master, Hu Ubanav Imoy, him and his children. Says Rashi, Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Im Hu Nimkar Banav Mimachron. Why are the children in servitude? Here suddenly the pasuk says he leaves servitude together with his children. But the children were never sold. Who sold the children? The father was sold. So what does it mean that the children go out to freedom? Elamikan Sherabai Chayev Bimizainis Banav. From here we learn that one is a servant, so his master is obligated to feed and to sustain the children as well. So though the children are not servants, they're not servants and they weren't sold into servitude, nevertheless the obligations of the master to feed their servants, to feed the servant, extends also to the servant's children. That's the teaching of Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rabbi Shimon is the one who teaches that when one is a servant, then the master is obligated also to feed the children. So why is it Rabbi Shimon? What's the deeper message here that it's Rabbi Shimon who tells us this lesson? So perhaps on one level, Rabbi Shimon is the one who tells us in the Talmud and the Gemara and Baba Basra, he says that a person who doesn't leave a child, a son, to inherit them, Hashem is unhappy with this person. In other words, Rabbi Shimon was very into the concept of the continuity, the father-son relationship, that continuity and inheritance, and therefore he saw a child as a direct extension of the parent. And therefore, if the master is obligated to sustain and to feed the father, automatically that carries over to the children as well. Again, Rabbi Shimon following his opinion, his understanding, that a child is a necessary direct continuation of the parent, and therefore the obligations towards the parent apply to the child as well. But let's understand this on a more esoteric level, on a deeper level. As we said, Rabbi Shimon is the master of mysticism, of Kabbalah, Pnimiyus HaTorah, the internal parts of Torah. So there's another teaching of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon also in the Gemara says, Chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Jewish people are so beloved to Hashem, Shebechol Mokim Shegolu Shechina Imohen. Wherever we go to exile, Hashem is in exile together with us. Of course, we are in exile presently, and we've been in all different types of difficult exiles. And Rabbi Shimon says to remember that the love of Hashem to us is in that way, that wherever we are in exile, He's in exile with us. In fact, Rashi, in his commentary to Chumash, brings this much later in Parshas Nitzavim, when the Torah promises us redemption. It says, "V'shav Hashem alekech shvuscha," that Hashem will return the captives. But in the grammar, "V'shav Hashem" is as if Hashem will return with the captives. And there Rashi quotes this teaching of Rabbi Shimon, that yes, Hashem is in Golos, in exile with us, and therefore, when Geula, when redemption will come, Hashem will be redeemed together with us. So Rabbi Shimon is the master of this teaching, that Hashem is in Golos together with His children, together with us. Now, if so, back to this pasuk. Here we're talking about a father and son who are a father sold into servitude, and we're talking about the father and the son being in servitude, being avodim. The Or HaChaim on the Parsha says that this is alluding to the concept of exile. That in exile we are in exile, that's servitude. And here Rabbi Shimon is telling us that there's a father and son in exile. Of course, the idea being that the father, Hashem himself, and the son, the children, Klal Yisrael, are all in servitude, in Golos, in exile. And here he asks the question, if the father is in exile, the sons, why are they in exile? What's the deeper idea behind that question? Rabbi Shimon was saying, well, Hashem can be in exile, because Hashem can do whatever he wants. Hashem is not limited in any way. So being in exile doesn't ultimately hurt him. It won't change anything about who he is. But the children, us, he says, how can we be in exile and still be children? How can we still be in exile in all the difficulties and lack of revelation of exile and still retain that relationship, that connection of a child to our Father in Heaven, to Hashem? And he answers, he says, because the master is the one, the master of the servant has to sustain him, is obligated to sustain him. What is he telling us? He's telling us that exile ultimately is only about where we get our sustenance from. It's in our physicality that we are in exile. Meaning, as our Rebbeim told us, our neshama, our spirituality, our holiness was never really exiled. The same way we were connected to Hashem fully in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the revelation in Yerushalayim, that all of that remains. The physical Holy Temple, the physical Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the Beis HaMikdash that's in everyone's heart, that relationship to Hashem was never really destroyed. And a person therefore can be in Golos and retain a full connection to Hashem. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is telling us. He says that this, that the child is in Golos, this that the child is in servitude, is only that the master, meaning the nations of the world, the ones who exile us, they have to take care of our physical needs. They have to take care of our sustenance. But our spirituality is always comes from directly from Hashem Himself. It's interesting about Reb Shimon, it's written that he was on that level, that he was always in a state of redemption, a state of full revelation. There's a sefer Pelach HaRiman from Reb Hillel Paritzer. He says Reb Shimon was from those tzaddikim that lived in a way that the destruction never happened. They lived in a way of full revelation and connection to Hashem always. And that's what he's teaching us about us. Even though, yes, we're in servitude, we're in galus, it's only the physicality of who we are. It's only where we receive our physical sustenance, that's where the galus is. And even there he says, Chayiv Rabbi Bimzein Oysef. Although Hashem, yes, willed it to be that we are in exile until Mashiach comes, but Hashem obligates, wherever we are in exile, that we should receive whatever we need and be given all of our needs, even our physical needs, in the fullest form, so we'll be able to fulfill our mission here in galus and very quickly turn that around. And as the Pasuk says, as we mentioned earlier, that Hashem will come together with us out of Golos with the coming of Mashiach, maybe speedily in our time. Have a wonderful Shabbos.